You'd think that I could remember my first book being accepted, and that it would be one of my most treasured moments. But I can only remember all the rejections, the frosty exchanges, the almost desperate appeals leading up to it. I do recall waiting for it to arrive in 1982 because the parcel went missing. When it eventually came, I just sat with a slim yellow volume in front of me, happily flicking through its pages. I really couldn't do that now because I'm always so worried I'll find a typo. When my sequence of Achill Island sonnets was accepted last year by a tiny press based very near the cottage where I'd written them, that was a moment to relish, especially as the email came during New Year's Eve celebrations and the illustrated chapbooks were out by February. The beautiful little handcrafted volumes were unlike anything I'd ever published. So, seeing a book, an article, even a single poem in print still brings me a thrill of delight, although the greatest thrill comes from the actual writing. I'm a poet who likes to load himself with chains and then get out of them, to grapple with a long, complex verse form, sestina, canzona, crown of sonnets. But sometimes, though rarely, a poem will appear as if from nowhere. That really is a treasurable moment. I first remember it happening in a Devon orchard, staring at the trees and feeling them simply turn into words. It was a real poem, perhaps my earliest real poem, but I hadn't yet quite found a voice. That only happened, I think, when we went to live in Upper Egypt. Someone once called poetry an extrusion, and that's what it felt like. Poetry oozed out of me. I didn't take photographs, so I wrote them. But at the same time, I felt I was tapping into something archetypal. Naturally, I look back with pleasure at favourable reviews and individual compliments at certain competitions and awards. It's hard to beat receiving the Alexandria Poetry Prize from Mrs. Sadat at the site of one of the Seven Wonders of the World. But having work published in some recondite literary journal, or one that's not taken you before, brings its own satisfaction. I've just had a poem in one that had rejected me for 40 years. There are literary friendships that have been priceless too. Poets I've shared work with or with whom I've collaborated. And passing encounters that I shall never forget. An envelope from North Taunton in Ted Hughes's bold hand, addressed to John Gearing. A letter from an American critic I admire above all others. Meeting Seamus Heaney at Little Gidding. Hearing Howard Nemirov at the Poetry Festival in Waterloo, New Jersey. It was Nemirov, in fact, who once wrote that his main aim was to get something right in the language. And maybe that's what any writer really treasures most. You have, as Philip Larkin put it, laid an egg.